I was one of those kids back in elementary school who loved running around with the guys. I wasn't the fastest in the group, but I felt freedom. I felt freedom for sure. I like to put myself out there. And it's a leap of faith to be out there by yourself. One of my very first races, I was at the point where I didn't really understand the concept of pacing. I just decided, all right, let's go for it. Let's see what you can actually do. So I went out with the pack. After about the first 2.25 miles, I did feel like I was going to puke. I had tunnel vision. I almost blacked out when I finished. It was my first year of cross country, and I had blister issues. I had ankle issues, and I overcame those obstacles to go from a 38 and a half minute 5K runner to a 28 and a half 5K runner. And I didn't know that my coach was going to recognize me for it. He gave me the Bulldog Award as a testament to my, tenacity to keep on going through the season and not quit, even though I was having those issues with my feet and such. And for someone who wasn't a varsity runner, that was a pretty big deal for me. When I was a kid, I remember getting on my family computer, and actually, I think I accidentally discovered the command prompt, but I remember typing in random words and seeing if it would go anywhere and going from there with it. But I remember seeing syntax and like dash D does this, dash N does this, dash L does this, things like that. When I started my first tech class as a freshman in high school, I walked in the room and discovered that I was the only girl in the room, and I discovered that that meant I wanted to prove that I was as good as the rest of the room. My parents had gone to the Eastern Monroe Career Center seminar, and we were looking at what I would want to do as part of my senior year of high school. Then they found the Cisco Networking Academy, and they knew I was interested in technology, and that's how I got signed up for the Cisco Networking Academy course. I had to go to the BOCES Eastern Monroe Career Center that was actually about 15 minutes away from my high school. The first time I took the NetAcad course, actually that day I think I might have missed the bus over there, so I had to have my parents drive me over there or something silly like that. But I remember going into the building and going to the Cisco NetAcad room and getting everything set up for my first day, all the credentials, all that. And I just remember being excited, thinking, okay, I can do this. The first time I took the NetAcad course back in 2011, I actually thought that I did have the knowledge. I was a little surprised in the test itself that there was so much on IP addressing because that wasn't something that I had mastered at the time. I just had to keep on telling myself, stay calm, you know this, you can do this. Sometimes during races, you've pushed yourself so hard in that first mile that in that second mile, all you want to do is give up and walk. And I would say it's like that with, in some ways, studying networking and material. When you get to that point where you think you've studied enough, and then you get that bad surprise that maybe you haven't, and you end up getting to that last page of the exam and being told you failed, it's up to you. You're at that second mile. You're at that point where you feel like you're going to throw up, and you have to decide to go back, study that material, and take that exam again and pass. And I feel like that at the end of my races too, because it's that last final push. And arguably, it's one of the times that I'm most calm in the race because I know, okay, this is the finish. I can see myself finishing this. It's just a matter of how I'm going to finish.